If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen as we head into this Memorial Weekend. Paul, you and I had a conversation yesterday about the men and women who serve, and you asked me, do you know anyone locally? And fortunately, I've had the honor to meet a lot of veterans, and I just was in the company of our state senator, Devlin Robinson, who is, since 2020, at the 37th Senatorial District and joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
We're calling this an Eye on Service, so this isn't a political conversation. This dates back to your service in the United States Marine Corps. For those that don't know, Senator Robinson, born in Brookline, and I half joke, Senator, that if you asked anyone downtown Pittsburgh walking, they'd be from two neighborhoods, Brookline or the McKees Rocks area. And then
you
attended Central Catholic, and then you joined the Marine Corps, and then after 9/11 requested assignment to the infantry, serving on the front lines in combat, first in Afghanistan, then two tours in Iraq, including the door-to-door fighting that we had heard about in Nasiriyah, right?
That's correct.
And upon discharge, you continued your education. You started the Veterans Medical Technology, earned a business degree from Robert Morris and an MBA from the Katz Business School at the University of Pittsburgh, and then wanted to continue to serve in public office. There's a lot to unravel in all of that. But Paul and I want to know, first and foremost, what does Memorial Weekend mean to you?
Memorial Weekend is a day of remembrance. And for me, it's remembering not only the Marines that didn't make it home, but remembering the good times that we had overseas as well. For me, memories come back at the most random times. Somebody's mannerisms or their voice, just in conversation, and I'll think of different people that brings me back to different times. Memorial Day is about honoring their sacrifice and remembering what could have been had they been as fortunate as me and some others.
Devlin, talking about service to the country and the people who sign up for it, it seems to me to be a gift, just like it is with law enforcement. There's this strong desire to protect and serve. And when you think about the people that you knew that you are no longer with us from the military, that has to be one of the things that you haven't had in common and one of the things that is still a bond.
Absolutely. The Marine Corps is such a tight fraternity and sorority. I think that's why. you see a Marine out there, you see a soldier, you see, you know, a sailor, any veteran that comes back and is struggling or just, you know, wondering what their next step is going to be in life. And, you know, I want to always extend my hand and let them know that there's an entire community around them that they can reach out to ask for help or ask for advice.
We're with Senator Devlin Robinson, and Paul's father, his late father, served in the Corps. And I know, Paul, you're very proud of that too, right?
Yes, I am. I would like to share, if I could, with you, Senator, a brief encounter I had with a Marine outside my home in Cranberry a few years ago. He got out of a really good-looking vehicle, and it was sharp, and I wanted to compliment him on it. And I noticed that he was wearing a silk jacket with a hook and anchor, anchor and globe logo on it. And I said to him, I said, I see you're a Marine. And he said, yeah. I said, something else we were talking, and as I was looking, I saw his face was disfigured. And I said, thank you for your service. And he said it was his honor.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, it's true. I did not, I was never wounded. I never got a scratch on me. But, you know, for those that did, just words are not enough. I mean, I had so many friends that were wounded in battle, one of which actually snuck out of the hospital lines and made it back to the front lines of Nasiriyah. And was actually court-martialed. And the regimental commander, the colonel, just said, you know, you're not taking this guy to court, and actually gave him a silver star. So that's, you know, those couple days in Nasiriyah, those couple days in Fallujah and Afghanistan, where it was getting really hot and heavy, I mean, that's, you really saw what heroes were made of.
And that said, Senator, this weekend, tell us, how should we, when we encounter veterans, how should we treat them, especially this weekend, even though I know it's a Memorial weekend, but it's also an opportunity to thank?
Absolutely. You know, I think too much is talked about, you know, how should we actually treat veterans? You should treat veterans like they're your neighbors. You should treat veterans like you would just anybody else, with total respect. You know, some of them will want to talk and tell their story, and some would rather not. And so, you know, just give them the opportunity to show you how to treat them.
Senator, if you would, please, before we go, would you please tell us about just one of the comrades that didn't make it that you fought with, and tell us about that person and what made them special?
Sergeant Bitts was really the first guy that I knew personally that died in the North Bridge of Nasiriyah. He, the two communications trucks at the beginning of the convoy were destroyed. And he kept going back to rescue the wounded Marines. And on one of those trips, a mortar round landed inside the Amtrak vehicle and exploded. And he was killed. And he was just a funny guy. He was sarcastic. He was, you know, a Marine's Marine. He had five kids, twin babies that were born right before he deployed, and his wife was pregnant while he was killed, so he never got to meet the fifth child. But you know, he was just a guy that you loved being in the field with. He had that lightness about his personality that no matter how bad it got, you know, it was still fun. So I do think about him quite a bit. He got a Bronze Star for what he did.
Senator Devlin Robinson, appreciate your willingness to share. It's important that other people hear your experiences, and eye on your service. We thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for the opportunity.
Semper Fi.
Hoorah.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis, here's Ellen.
All right. Thank you much, Larry. And we have a bit of a slowdown for you as you're traveling on 79 northbound between the Parkway West interchange and the Moon Run Crafton Route 60 interchange because of an earlier accident. Just be prepared for delays there. Delays on the Parkway West inbound greet you right around the top of Green Tree Hill. As you're trying to come southbound on Route 28, you have plenty of company through that Aetna bypass. It's then stop and go from Millvale all the way down past the 31st Street Bridge. Parkway North, I-279, getting a little bit of a slowdown for you right around Bellevue, Westview. The lineup on the Parkway East is at Wilkinsburg. 51 northbound is heavy at Bousman, and West Liberty Avenue is backing between Brookside and Pioneer. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 725. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we have this persistent rain. I'm getting reports of ponding of water naturally in a lot of areas, so that's slowing down the works too, as Ellen indicated. And a high of only 54 today. We're at 51 now at the airport. Paul, this is the start of summer movies. And there are two biggies on the list. This one, of course, we talked about. We sent a bunch of listeners to a screening last night at the AMC Theaters on the waterfront in Homestead. Ethan Hawke would be Tom Cruise. And The Final Reckoning. Now, I don't know if this is the final reckoning.
I kind of doubt
this. This franchise started with Tom Cruise in 1996, but I took a look at history.
30 years. This is the kind of staying power that the Bond franchise has, or Star Wars.
Yes, but Michael, our young producer, he loves the James Bond, especially the older stuff, but has not seen any of the Mission Impossible movies. It's high action. It's Tom Cruise doing all his stunts, Michael. Did you ever see, I'm going to ask you, Top Gun?
Bits and parts. I never watched the whole thing. Again, I really have a very selective style.
Wow.
When watching stuff, so.
Well, the original Top Gun was 1986, and then, of course, he followed up just a couple of years ago with Top Gun Maverick after all that time. But he's been in a bunch of great movies. Born on the 4th of July, Rain Man, Days of Thunder, A Few Good Men, Jerry Maguire, and Last Samurai and Jack Reacher, which was filmed right here in Pittsburgh. I told you my brother drove Tom Cruise around town for 4 months.
That was a fun movie to watch to figure out where they were and where they were shooting from. Yeah, there was a great shot that they did from a parking garage across the river, remember?
I've been in that garage, and it has that spiral exit, you know, where you have to spin down. You got to really pay attention so you don't, you know, graze the wall. Meanwhile, there are a bunch of new movies for the summer coming out, and with details on that, CBS's Rick Demjela from Hollywood.
Summer movie season kicks off Memorial Day weekend as the live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch and Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning ride into theaters. A week later, the month of May comes to a close with Karate Kid Legends making its way to movie screens.
Welcome to the Continental. Checking in.
A jam-packed June will see Ana de Armas join the John Wick universe in Ballerina, a live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon, the horror threequel 28 Years Later, Pixar's Elio, the racing drama F1 the Movie, and Megan 2.0, all vying for moviegoers' attention. Dinosaurs stomp back into theaters in July with Jurassic World Rebirth, followed by James Gunn's Superman, the remake of I Know What You Did Last Summer, a new animated Smurfs adventure, and Marvel's The Fantastic Four First Steps.
Showtime.
And the month of August sees the release of The Bad Guys 2, the remake of The Naked Gun, the long-awaited sequel Freakier Friday, the horror mystery Weapons, action comedy Nobody 2, dark comedy Honey Don't, and the reboot of The Toxic Avenger starring Peter Dinklage. Getting an extra-large popcorn in Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
How about Naked Gun coming back? Did you ever see any of the Naked Gun franchise movies?
Oh, sure, yeah.
With Oh, what was
Leslie Nielsen?
Leslie Nielsen. I used to love when he was in Airplane. He used to pop into the cockpit and say,
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I just want to say good luck. We're all counting on you. So, any movies you want to see on your radar, Michael?
Oh, sure. Fantastic Four is a good one, I think, coming up. Lilo and Stitch, that was my childhood growing up.
What is that about? I see it's a goofy character.
So, animated, right?
Yeah, the original movie that came out, I think it was like 2001 or 2. It was like about an alien coming from Earth. It was like an experiment done by like these alien scientists. And I guess it got lost from the scientists, ended up in Hawaii. And that's how the alien met Lilo, grew feelings, you know, yada, yada, yada. Feel good story at the end. The alien ends up staying. They have a spin-off show and all that stuff. So
there's a really long list of all the movies and when they debut across the summer months, right up through the end of August. It's on the Entertainment Tonight TV website.
And you, Larry, you mentioned about some of his Tom Cruise's movies earlier, but I think a good one that wasn't mentioned, I don't know if it gets enough praise. I like Valkyrie. I think Valkyrie.
Oh, it was a great performance.
I think Valkyrie's a really good movie.
Well, I mean, it's historic for one thing.
Yes. Yeah.
He plays a spy in a German uniform, and they're plotting to kill Hitler.
Actually, he's not a spy. He's a very loyal German officer.
Oh,
and
he
joins a cabal who are saying, we got to get rid of this guy. And he was willing to pay with his life for it.
But how about Tom Cruise doing all his stunts, Michael?
I saw the video of him on the plane. Like, he was attached to the bottom of the plane when it was taken off.
Come on, man.
Kudos to him.
Wow. I haven't seen yet on the list which one I want to watch besides Mission Impossible. But I'll look it over and figure out what I'm going to do. If you look at just based on titles, you just can't. You have to read at least a little plot synopsis to figure out if you're interested.
And I think 28 Years Later is also one on my radar with Cillian Murphy. I think he did an excellent job in that first one, 28 Days Later. I think that franchise is not a bad franchise at all.
Is that the guy that was the star of Peaky Blinders?
Yes, mm-hmm. And Oppenheimer as well.
Right. By order of the Peaky Blinders.
There's a movie that I meant to see and haven't. Thanks for the reminder. I got to get on that. This weekend I can do that.
Peaky Blinders?
No, Oppenheimer. What are you talking about?
By order of the Peaky Blinders. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick.
Don't make me start throwing popcorn at you.
Well, you better wear a catheter because that movie's 3 hours long.
I know.
Powered by Bowser Genesis. Ellen, any movies you want to see? Or are you one of those people that do not ever watch movies?
Oh, no, I do. I do. And I wish I had more time to go to them in the theaters. I will say the 3 hour long movie, that's a long time. I don't know.
It took them less time to make the bomb.
Exactly. Jeez. You couldn't have a soda or a pop and then go in and hang out for the full movie, I don't think. So as you're trying to make your way into town this morning on the Parkway North, you now have some delays right around Bellevue. Westview 28 has been kind of a trouble spot since the very early start of the rush hour. You have slowdowns now through the Aetna bypass all the way down past the 31st Street Bridge. West End is getting very heavy on South Main Street approaching the West End Circle. Parkway West is heavy in both directions at the top of Green Tree Hill. You do have the Parkway East inbound with sluggish traffic because of an earlier accident out by the 48 on ramp and coming from 22 to 376 inbound. Leave extra time there, and then the backups begin at Wilkinsburg's off ramp. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 735. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome. And every Thursday, we very much look forward to our next visitor. The doctor is in, the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Hi, Paul.
We can see Doc, and so can you, at our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So, heading into a holiday weekend, let's get to the questions. Nina from Regent Square wants to know, Doc, my cat's pupils seem unusually dilated at night. Is this normal or should I get it checked?
You know, at night I don't mind mild dilation. They're letting more light in to see better. If that's happening during the day, I'd be concerned about possibly high blood pressure or maybe the cat starting to go blind. And I would have it checked out at that point. But at nighttime, mild dilation is perfectly normal.
Elise in Hampton Township wants to know, Dr. Mike, about his dog, or her rather, dog panting heavily at night, even when it's cool. Is that a red flag?
Yeah, I mean, these cool nights, if I hear dogs panting at nighttime, I start thinking that they might be in some pain or discomfort, or maybe they have a respiratory issue or cardiac issue. I always would have that checked out, especially in this cool weather. I mean, things like if we were dispensing prednisone to a dog, one of the side effects would be panting. So if they were on drugs, maybe that could be causing it too. Diseases like Cushing's disease cause the body to secrete too much cortisone, and that could cause panting. That's what I think about when a dog's panting. I start associating it with discomfort.
Coming from Fox Chapel, Sophie wants to know, Dr. Mike, my cat's meow has gotten raspy. Is that just a sign of aging or something more serious?
You know, it's aging is one of the possibilities. Laryngitis, just like we could get it. You know, if a cat meows a lot, they can get laryngitis too. They can have thyroid issues. Tumors on the vocal cords, I've seen that once in my career, so that's very rare. I don't think tumors or anything like that. I just start thinking about aging as a normal, maybe a normal thing that's happening. But, you know, have that checked out because I could be wrong about that. One of the parts of the physical exam we do is we feel the thyroid area to see if there's any discomfort or enlargement. And that would be a good thing that your veterinarian could do and check for lymph nodes being enlarged as well.
Let me see. I dug into our audio archives here, Doc, to see if I could find it. Hopefully this is a cat sound. No, that's Cat Stevens.
No, that's actually Al Stewart, the year of the cat.
Wait, let me see if this is it. Oh, yeah, you're right. I thought I had a cat's meow here. Oh, well, I have. Let me see. This says cat. Now, that's Cat Stevens.
Exactly.
Or formerly known as Cat Stevens.
He's now Yusuf Islam.
That's very good. Anyway.
You know the sound of a cat call, right?
What's that?
Here, kitty. Here, kitty.
What are people presenting in your office these days? What's the most common thing that people come to the veterinarian, aside from typical shots and checkups?
You know, I'm seeing a lot of lameness right now because the dogs are getting back outside after a slow winter, a long winter. And then you get the lameness issues. So I always tell people, let's take it easy. And full sprints aren't always good after, you know, winter of lethargy. Allergies too. That's always common in the springtime. So allergies and lameness.
What are you doing this weekend, Doc?
Well, the grandkids are all coming up, and my wife's going to bridal shower, and the girls are going to bridal shower, and the kids are staying with me. So I'm going to have a blast.
Wait a minute. How many? What are we up to?
Seven.
No way.
Yeah, we're just going to have a blast. You know, the guys will be here, so.
Oh, you guys, yeah. You going to make pizzas in your fancy oven outside?
Yeah, we'll probably be cooking out. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like, but hopefully it warms up a little bit.
It is going to warm up a little bit over the weekend. It should dry up, too. It's been pretty wet.
Well, you know, Sunday's not too bad. It's just mostly cloudy and 62. Monday, some clouds and sunshine mixed up with 66, so not a bad holiday.
So that's always good cookout weather.
Yeah, we'll take that in lieu of all rain all weekend. We've had those, too. All right, Doc.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk to you next Thursday. Have a great and safe weekend. Appreciate you.
All right. Same to you guys. Thank you.
You got it. The good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General. Go to kdkradio.com for a link to animalgeneral.net.
You know, one time I was finishing up an appointment with my first pet, Poncho. And I remember Poncho. We were leaving Dr. Mike's office up there in Cranberry, and a couple came in with a great big Great Dane. And Poncho hid behind my shoes when the dog walked in. And, of course, the dog was super friendly, and it was an older couple. And we had a brief chat before I left. And I found out that they had come all the way from Morgantown.
Just to see Dr. Mike.
You got it.
You know, he is as good a human being as you're going to meet. And you can tell he really cares about what he does. He never takes anything for granted. He doesn't talk over your head. You know, he can, if he went in, you know, he's always looking for the next thing for, to help your pets. Other than that, I really don't like him.
Exactly. The staff up there, I have nothing but good things to say. And now Dr. Mike's son is
in the
veterinarian up there at Animal General. And he helped me with Ginger a couple times. So
I can't believe he's got 7 grandkids already.
That's incredible. I didn't realize it was that he got that busy that fast.
You know how John Shumway and I met him. They did a story about him because he was one of the few vets that would treat pet rats. And they called him the rat doctor. So we had him on to talk about that. And he was so good that we've had him on basically every week since. And that was a long time ago. Before 7 grandkids were on the radar.
Dr. Mike there's a couple of good things about him, for us at least. He's insatiably curious, so there's generally something new to talk about often. And the other thing is he's just he's a good conversationalist. He likes to chat.
He cares. All right, coming up, we're going to take a peek at the situation there's a lot of issues in traffic with Ellen Gamble and the weekend weather next.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, a couple of Israeli embassy staffers were gunned down last night in Washington in the nation's latest outbreak of anti-Semitism.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
And that is the person being arrested by police inside the museum after the shooting.
My first thought, when is this going to stop? And the fact is, he went back in to turn himself in. And when he went back in, they didn't realize that he was the gunman.
The thing that I can't get my head around, Larry, is very simply this. How does a person get to the point where they think killing someone justifies their cause? State Representative Mandy Steele hosted a policy hearing last night called After the Storm, Preparing for the Future.
A lot of people that we heard from just wanted to know when the heck the power was going to come back on. It was hard, I know, to be without power for so long.
Yeah, and it's a tough call because the utilities had to call in hundreds of crews from outside to help. I mean, it was a major issue that we haven't experienced to that level in memory. So what do you do to prepare against future storms?
Well, Mandy says that she wants to look into a feasibility study of burying underground cables, the power lines, getting them underground. I know that in my neighborhood they're underground, and we're offline as nearly as often as other places are. NFL owners, well, they decided not to ban the tush push, Larry.
This has become such a conversation in the sporting world in the NFL where the Philadelphia Eagles perfected it, utilized it in the Super Bowl and in the playoffs and really at times all season.
Oh, it's seemingly unstoppable.
And the Packers, for instance, were one of the teams that said, no more tush push. But the NFL said, oh, yes, they will. We're going to ask Bill Hillgrove about that coming up right after the news at 8. And there is a sad note in the NFL.
Yes, Colts owner Jim Irsay died in his sleep at 65. Almost immediately following the owners' meetings. I don't know if they're still underway or not, Larry, but he'd been ill off and on for a good part of the last 20 years, and had multiple dozens of surgeries. So it doesn't come as much a surprise to me, but his daughter is going to take over. He has three daughters. One of them seems interested in running the franchise, so it'll stay in the family. He took over when his father had a stroke.
His last tweet apparently was supporting the Indiana Pacers in the NBA playoffs.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.